This is Monday, September 28th. It's our evening prayer time, and I'm going to read John chapter 8, verse 23 to 30. Jesus said to them, "You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Just as I have been telling you from the beginning, I have much to say about you and much to judge. But He who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from Him." They did not understand that He had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him." As He was saying these things, many believed in Him. Once when traveling abroad, I had the opportunity to visit Egypt. This is the home of the pyramids, the antiquities of ancient Egypt. Interestingly enough, one of the most interesting aspects of my time there was in meeting a young Egyptian man about my same age. We were like people from two completely different worlds. Growing up in the desert, he told me that he'd only seen a hard rain 5 times in his entire life. I told him that it would rain almost every afternoon in Miami during the rainy season. He also told me that most workers in his city owned maybe $100 a month, and his job provided him only with $60. You see, there were radical differences between our worlds. He had little opportunity, little education, and a future that was much the same as his parents had been. But for me, the future seemed completely opened. Everything seemed possible. Now, the Apostle John tells us that Jesus encountered a complete disconnect when he tried to explain his kingdom to the Jewish people. Jesus told the Jewish people, "You are from this world, but I am not." I remember one day my dad, over dinner, asking me, and my two brothers too, "How would you explain chocolate ice cream to a Martian?" Now, of course, on Mars, they have no chocolate, and they have no ice cream, and you cannot even use the word brown to describe it. They don't have a word for that either. So how are you going to tell them about it? How could Jesus tell them about His Father when they're trapped in a religion of law-keeping rather than in a relationship with God? How will He explain His mission to them? And herein we have a chief problem with the kingdom of God. How can we describe it? How can we explain that the forgiveness of sins opens up a whole new world of freedom and opportunity? Because we're talking about different worlds and different ways. You see, we need Jesus to school us, to teach us about Himself, His Father, and His kingdom. We need to learn God's way and to be led by the Spirit of God to see the nature of His kingdom. Do we know this? Are we willing to learn? And that's one of the reasons for this study of the kingdom of God. Now, here's one final thing to see. Jesus says that seeing Him lifted up, understanding His cross, will open the way for us to see what we otherwise just couldn't see. Because here we see the love of God. Here we see a kingdom not built on force, but sacrifice. And Jesus connects our world to the world of God and His kingdom. Let's pray. Lord God, open my eyes that I may see and understand Your kingdom. Lord, I want to know who You are. Open my ears. Fill me with Your truth, that my life might flow from Your kingdom. Thank You for leading and teaching me Your ways. Give me an undivided heart to seek You. For I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.